The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. The blood of Jesus is God's mercy poured out. Say that with me out loud. The blood of Jesus is God's mercy poured out. Isn't that what it is? Isn't that a great way to sum up what Jesus has done for the world, for you and for me? Amen. But our foundation text is Matthew 26, 28. And it said, the Passion Translation says it this way. For this is the blood, this is Jesus speaking, for this is the blood that seals the new covenant. It will be poured out for many for the complete forgiveness. Somebody say complete forgiveness of sins. Poured out. So the blood of Jesus was poured out for the complete forgiveness. Not partial. Right? Not just for the really, really bad ones. Amen. It's amazing how many people believe that, well, I don't need that Jesus thing. I never killed nobody, never did this. Never. Oh, yeah, you do. You do need Him. If you were born on this planet, you've got some sin somewhere. Right? And so somebody say, thank you, Lord, for completely forgiving me today. Amen. And He offers this to the whole world, doesn't He? But has the whole world received it? The answer would be no. Amen? And this is why other religions are so deadly to the world, because they create ways for you to redeem yourself. Right? If you spin enough beads, if you climb enough stairs, if your good outweighs the bad, then you won't come back as a crawfish. I mean, just nutty lies. Lies. Doctrines of men and doctrines of demons. If you just join our group, you'll be redeemed. If you just knock on enough doors, if you just pass enough flyers, right? Then maybe you'll be in the group that gets resurrected and lives on this planet forever. But heaven, don't even think about that. That's just for 144,000 special people. Lies. How could that be a lie? Because it says right here, complete forgiveness. That would mean complete restoration to everything that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, wouldn't it? Amen? And this is offered to us every day, church, right? Because I don't know about you, how many of you, since you've been a Christian, have had to come back and get washed again? Now, that doesn't mean you lost your salvation, but like Pastor Shelley was just saying, there was something the Holy Ghost was checking you on, right? And you just had to come and say, Jesus, like Peter, right? Jesus, wash my whole body, okay? I need a power washing right now, right? And praise the Lord forevermore. That's who He is. Amen? And that's why we come to church, too. Church is sometimes like going through the car wash, isn't it? The Word just kind of buffs us. We buff up against each other, and, you know, and we come out shiny and new. Not to, you know, point fingers at the world, but just say, thank you, Jesus, for washing me and cleansing me and setting me aright. Amen? This is why ministers have to be so, you know, engaged themselves. We ourselves have to be so engaged in Jesus ourselves. Otherwise, we can start leading people down rabbit trails. Right? And that's not the place to be, is it? Right? But the word, when he says poured, somebody say poured out. That word means shed, is the old King James. But in the concordance, it means words like gush. Don't you know when Jesus was beaten, when the nails went through his wrists and his feet, blood gushed out. When they pierced his side, blood and water gushed out of his body. When they shoved those spikes into his skull, blood gushed out. And it wasn't for his enjoyment. How many know this, right? Well, he was God. He didn't feel any of that. Oh, yes, he did, because he did it as a man, not as God. I've had people argue with me, well, Jesus didn't die spiritually. If he wouldn't have, I would have to have. Right? He was resurrected, though, church, amen? That's the glorious thing. But we're talking about this mercy of God, the blood of Jesus, God's mercy poured out. And again, that word pour means words like gush or pour out, to run greedily out. This, again, is right from the concordance. Don't you know when it comes to you, God is very greedy. Greedy. He wants you. Like the old Uncle Sam picture. God wants you and you and you and you. Amen. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. Amen. He wants to fill his house up with his family. And I stayed up late one night this week and was studying the word a little bit. Sometimes it's nice just to, when it's quiet, I went out in the garage where there's some light and I wasn't disturbing, and I put my Bible on the dryer. Because when I sit down, I start dozing off, okay? Just to be honest with you. At night, reading my Bible, oh, I feel the power. I feel the power. So I stood there in the chilly garage with the light above me, and I felt led to just look up in the concordance the word Jehovah, right? Look up the Father God, right? And I found that there were seven times in the Bible in the concordance it lists out where the name Jehovah is used. And the very first one is God speaking to Moses. And he says, you know, Abraham, and I'm just paraphrasing, but Abraham and all these other guys knew me as the Almighty. But you will know me as Jehovah. Right? And I wrote down there intimacy, personal. God's number one priority is personal intimacy with us. And don't you know, Jesus, right? He didn't talk to his people about Jehovah. You don't call your dad by his first name. You ever watch Duck Dynasty? That's a great show. I love that show. It's hilarious. And they call their parents by their first names. Hey, Kay, Phil. It's comical, okay? We don't come to God and say, yo, Jehovah. No, Jesus said, Father. Now we call him Father. Somebody say Father. Daddy, Abba, Father. The Holy Ghost cries out in our hearts, Abba, Father. Daddy God. It's a glorious thing, right? So if people out there, you know, in the world are feeling a separation from God, that's why these other religions create a pathway for you to redeem yourself, right? Somebody say, there's nothing I could ever do to measure up to my daddy, right? The one thing he asked me to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Somebody say, glory to God. There's such freedom in that. There's such freedom in the mercy of God and his kindness, isn't there? But words like run greedily out. Somebody say, he wants me. Amen. A lot of people have earthly fathers that didn't want much to do with them. Right? Hiding behind the newspaper, hiding behind the whiskey, hiding behind adultery, hiding behind you're wasting my time, hiding behind you irritate me, hiding behind I don't care about you, I'm too busy. And it's easy to get into this relationship with God like that. Right? Like when we get to heaven, I'll see Jesus, I'll see the Holy Ghost, but the Father, I probably should just give him a few hundred miles space till I see what mood he's in. That's not him. Somebody said, that's not him. That's not him. I used to believe you know, Father, I love you. Thank you for Jesus. And I used to believe, Lord, the only reason that you can bear to look at me is because of what Jesus did. And boy, he corrected me on that. He said, no. He said, the reason I sent Jesus is because I love you. The reason I sent him is because I wanted to repair the breach. Right? I sent Jesus. Somebody say, he sent Jesus because he loves me. He doesn't love me because he sent Jesus. Do you see the difference? That's a huge difference. That's a huge difference. And I'll tell you what, that set me free. It will set me free every day of my life. But we need to come back to the love of God, back to the mercy is his loving kindness. Amen? And words like shed abroad, forth, to spill out. The blood of Jesus spilled out of his body that day. And the word pour in the dictionary, this is great, means to emit or propel, especially continuously. Somebody say continuously. The blood is still flowing today, church. Amen. Otherwise, after I got born again and then I missed it somewhere, I'm condemned again. Right? Somebody say there's a continual flow of the blood of Jesus. And it means rapidly. I think of the rapids, right? The blood of Jesus will rapidly change a person, rapidly change their, first of all, change their eternal zip code. I was listening to EMIC this morning. I love Eagle Mountain, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And they were giving their address for some giving they're doing this currently. And they gave a zip code, and Pastor Terry goes, oh, and by the way, this zip code, you won't find it anywhere else in the state of Texas. They gave us our own zip code. That's powerful, right? And when somebody gets saved, comes to Jesus for his mercy instantly, rapidly, their eternal zip code is changed. Now that's powerful, right? But the same God who changed my eternal destination can heal my body rapidly, right? Can prosper me. Can set me free for some crazy addiction or lifestyle thing. Amen? This is glorious. So pour means to emit or propel, especially continuously or rapidly, to send. Somebody say to send, right? Flowing or falling. But you know, this world was in a fallen state. And without Jesus, it's still in a fallen state. What we're witnessing out here is the death of a planet. When you think about seasons, oh, I love the spring. Oh, I love the fall. Oh, I love the winter. Oh, I love the summer. Seasons were never a part of God's original plan and purpose. Seasons indicate things are dying and then coming back to life, and then dying and then coming back to life, and storms and earthquakes and wars and issues. This planet is in the process of dying, church. And the only one who can bring it back to life is coming back. And he's given his church authority on this planet to occupy until he comes. Amen? So we're not here preaching fear, fear, fear. We're preaching faith, faith, faith. Amen? Redeemed means rescue. We're on a rescue mission, right? Praise the Lord. So to send, the blood of Jesus was sent to this planet, the only one whose blood really counted. I see around town these Red Cross buses. You know, praise God for people who donate blood. Maybe you do from time to time. But somebody say one blood. There's only one blood that can save someone from hell and transfer their life over to heaven. And that's the blood of Jesus. Amen? To send flowing or falling, this is great, as from one container to another. Hallelujah. Makes me think of a transfusion. Somebody's dying and they need a blood transfusion. Well, somebody say this, hook up to Jesus. Hook up to Jesus. One of my favorite episodes of the A-Team is when, if you anybody see the A-Team? When Murdoch And B.A., B.A. is the tough, you know, African-American guy with the mohawk, wears all the chains, and Murdoch's kind of half nuts. He's the pilot, of course, right? And B.A. does not like flying, and he does not like Murdoch, but he tolerates him. Well, B.A. gets injured, and he's losing blood, and the only one who has his blood type is Murdoch. And so they have to hook him up together, and Murdoch's like, oh, B.A., I've always wanted a brother like you. And he saves his life, right? And it's just a great illustration of transfusion. The blood of Jesus will make us more like him. Amen? Now when you get saved, your DNA, your spiritual DNA literally is changed. Hallelujah. That is glorious news. To send us from one container to another. God literally poured heaven out onto this planet because he wants this planet to become more heavenly. And it shall be. Somebody say, it shall be. That's why we pray, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, kingdom of God come, will of God be done. On where? On earth. Does that include Portland? And Vancouver and Washington and California, Washington, D.C., Jerusalem, hello, right? On earth as it is in where? Heaven. Praise God. So we just stick to saying what God says. Amen? Boy, I've got a march here. Well, Hebrews 9, if you have your Bible, you can open it to that. Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 22. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood, the continual cleansing and washing, renewing, healing, saving. Oh, he's so glorious. And if he saved me, he'll save somebody else. He wasn't done with me. Pastor Terry was sharing this morning that her husband, Pastor George, was Kenneth Copeland's 12th employee. But he didn't stop there, did he? He's still building. And no matter what number you are on the born-again alphabet, the born-again count, God is still wants his children born. Amen? So Hebrews 9, verses 11 through 22 says this. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his blood, he entered the most holy place once for all. Somebody say, once for all. See, Jesus doesn't have to keep dying and keep dying. He did it once and for all. All the sin that was committed up to that point, all the sin that was committed that day, and all sin that was committed since that day, right? The blood of Jesus Christ has washed it away. Amen? Or can, if people come and receive it, right? Having obtained eternal redemption, verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more, somebody say much more, shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, that's why he was the only sacrifice acceptable, because he was the only human being ever without spot, perfect. Again, March Madness. Gonzaga University here in the state of Washington, I've never heard of this before, it probably has happened, I guess, but has a perfect record, 27-0. How is it? In basketball, are you kidding me? Are they that much better? Well, Jesus' blood was that much better than mine, that much better than his mother's, that much better than Abraham, that much better than the most holy person you could ever think of. Amen? Verse 15. Now, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hallelujah. So once you get born again, you're just really beginning. Now you are qualified to serve the living God. Amen. Verse 15, for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Verse 16, for where there is a testament, there must also be of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, but it has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. Somebody say blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you. We're in, you know, kind of entering into that Passover time of the year. I found an audio cassette tape that I listened to partly yesterday from years ago at New Beginnings. Brother Jimmy McClintock was teaching about Passover. And it was like a time machine. I was like, wow, this is so cool, right? And he was talking about Jesus and Moses. And Jesus' blood is better, church, right, than the blood of a calf or a bull. Those things were types and shadows of the final sacrifice on behalf of God's people. Then likewise, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. In verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without, here's the big statement here, without shedding of blood, right, there is no remission. Somebody say that. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no hope. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no hope for this world. I can tell this is a two-part message right now. Amen? So save your notes. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sins. Remission means words like freedom. Somebody say freedom. See, God is not a God of slavery. He's a God of freedom. Pardon, deliverance, forgiveness, liberty, those are words that describe the word remission. Amen? And without the blood of Jesus, there is no freedom, no deliverance, no forgiveness of sins. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the blood. His mercy, really, is the blood of Jesus. And Romans 6:23 says this. We'll close with these two verses. For the wages of sin is death. It's like saying the reward for sin, right? The paycheck for sin is death. Now, we're going there. But the gift of God, somebody say the gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. No other name, somebody say no other name. No other name qualifies me and you for eternal life, only the name of Jesus. My grandmother, as wonderful as my grandmothers were, that doesn't qualify me. My grandfathers, I'm an American, whatever. I was baptized at such and such a church, doesn't matter. Right? Somebody say one name. One name. That's all that matters. And he is a gift. He's not something I have to earn. Amen. And that rubs religious bones the wrong way, but it's the truth. It is the truth. There was nothing I could do to earn my salvation, to earn heaven, to earn acceptance. One of our British movies, I can't remember the name of it, Ever After. And this, it's kind of the Cinderella type story, and the godmother is saying something to the effect of, you know, when we get to heaven, even if I'm not good enough to get in there, I'm sure God negotiates. There's people that actually believe these types of things, right? Well, let's get the books out. And these long, I mean, here's the list of everything you've ever done wrong. And good Lord Almighty, in a good way I'm talking, A lot of people believe their ancestors' behavior will affect their eternal destiny. These are lies. These are fictitious lies, doctrines of men, doctrines of devils. Somebody say only one name. It's very simple. The name of Jesus is it. It. And then finally, Revelation 2:11 says this. He who has an ear, somebody say that's me, and we're talking about spiritual ears. Yes, we hear in the natural. We're talking about hearing in our hearts, right? Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So that reminds me right there that the church needs preaching. What good would it be for, you know, any of these March Madness coaches to preach to people, you know, coach up people in the audience? No. They're talking to the team, right? Jesus talking to the team. Amen? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Amen? We're going to understand, and much more, I believe, as we get to heaven, we're going to realize all the more what we've been saved from.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. Until next week, this is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.